Well, Australia has copped a rap from Donald Trump during the US president's first address to a joint sitting of Congress. President Trump has praised what he calls Australia's merit-based immigration system and suggested that America needs to follow a similar path. He says it's a basic principle that people seeking to enter a country should be able to support themselves financially, and when that doesn't happen, the rest of the nation suffers. President Trump says that America needs to switch from its lower-skilled immigration system and adopt a merit-based approach like Australia. He says the current approach in America is costing taxpayers there billions of dollars a year.
The current outdated system depresses wages for our poorest workers and puts great pressure on taxpayers. Nations around the world, like Canada, Australia, and many others, have a merit-based immigration system.
So that was met with applause during Donald Trump's first address to a joint sitting of Congress. He says a merit-based immigration system like Australia's would save money, boost wages, help struggling families enter the middle class. Now, I'm not sure whether our immigration system has led to increased wages, but we've certainly saved money as a nation as a result of stopping illegal immigration. And there have been efforts in Canberra to skew our legal immigration system towards skilled migrants. I wonder what Immigration Minister Peter Dutton makes of the rap from the US. Well, we'll find out when we speak to him this hour. Some other key points to come out of Donald Trump's first address to a joint sitting of Congress. He says America has spent about $6 trillion in the Middle East while the country's own infrastructure has crumbled. He says his administration will soon begin construction on the wall along America's southern border with Mexico. Donald Trump says the Department of Justice has shown that the vast majority of individuals convicted of terrorism and terror-related offences since 9/11 came from outside the US, and he's working on improved vetting procedures. He spruiked some of the economic achievements since he took office, saying that Ford, Fiat, Chrysler, Walmart, and Intel, and many other companies have announced that they will invest billions of dollars in the US and create tens of thousands of jobs. Donald Trump says the stock market has gained almost $3 trillion in value since the election on November 8, which he says is a record. So that's a bit of a summary of Donald Trump's first address to a joint sitting of Congress, and he's name-checked Australia and given a rap to our immigration system. I wonder what Australians make of that. You can have your say on 131 873.